color. So we can see here that the temperature change with many frequencies. They are daily cycle, also diurnal, semi diurnal cycles. And when there is a typhoon here, you get some wind, then the pattern may change quite a bit. Another one showing the same thing, that the typhoon pass and maximum wind reach over to 70 meters per second. And here showing that when the maximum wind and after that, this water temperature variation is not the same as previous. The other one is on the east of Taiwan, and about the same, that this has more variation, but after the typhoon, since this shows the thermocline structure, so that the water temperature variation seems has less fluctuation. There's another one here as well. So I'm trying to relate the water temperature fluctuation and sea levels and try to relate it for the typhoon. So this is the 700 days of water temperature measurements with the daily high indicated in the red line. And each color is 1 degree Celsius. So there are seasonal variation because high temperature in summer over 30 degrees, and in the winter that the high temperature is around slightly over 20. There are also a lot of mid spring cycle related to the sea level. And also, I think there are no more diurnal and semi-diurnal fluctuations within this water temperature measurement. So I want a spectrum. So they are diurnal, semi-diurnal, and high frequency. And this water temperature variation can be related to currents in the diurnal period, as well as sea level, also in the semi-diurnal frequencies. So the next thing, I try to test the method. I try harmonic to fit the water temperature, but it doesn't work well. So I put the data piecewise in 3 days, and also run the harmonic each piece of data, and then shift every day. So I test this method on the sea levels and get the daily temperature of diurnal tide. And it's clear that there are deep spring cycle at 14 days period. And the phase variation of this sea level seems quite smooth. I use this same analysis to the water temperature. Look at the semi-diurnal and diurnal frequency. This is 60 days of data in winter season. So the winter season, that the temperature fluctuation is about 0.5 degree C on the diurnal component and slightly smaller on the semi-diurnal frequency. But the phase change all the time. So this indicates that the diurnal and semi-diurnal tide is more tend to internal tide rather than barotropic tide. Barotropic tide, I showed you before, that the phase change is next, but here the phase change only comes. Since this is related to the structure of the upper ocean, if the thermal tide changes, then the internal tide will be different. And this another set of data in summer season. So in summer season, the water temperature change is much higher in both Diana and same Diana tide. But the frequency, the phase is the same, or is kind of change randomly with lower panel. So I'm showing here is that it seems to me that the water temperature in the Dongsha is related to internal tide in both diurnal and semi-diurnal frequency. So I also look at higher frequencies, less than 8 hours, such as for the standard deviation or variance of high frequency, and imply that is due to internal waves. So among these three, the diurnal frequency seems the most important, and internal high and semi-diurnal is about half of that diurnal internal tide. It's about the same for both summer and winter season. So I'm trying to say, well, if I can relate the temperature graduation here in the red color, horizontal is 2 months in summer, so the temperature changes recorded in Dongsha Atoll. If I can relate this to the internal tides in diurnal and semi-diurnal as well as nonlinear waves, so it's indicated in Broca here, then I may then try to figure a way that I can see how typhoon affects the internal waves. But as I brought here, that the relation is not very good. So I also looked at the leaf spin cycle, so it's in green here. So it seems to me if I can put together the planetary change with the internal waves, it seems that I can have more better prediction of the temperature changes. So the last thing that I do is that I try to relate the sea level. This is daily sea level, daily sea level ranges with the temperature changes in summer and in the sea and in the winter. I found that if I let the tide lead the temperature by 5 days, that seems a pretty good relation between the sea level range and the temperature fluctuation, which means that the internal wave is generated from Muson Strait. It may take 4, 5, or 6 days to pass through the Northern China Sea and then impact the temperature variation of the western side. I have the temperature measurements. So then I finally I put the period that have typhoons in this red circle. The circle size also indicate the maximum wind speed of that typhoon. I don't have a very good conclusion here, but it seems to me that the path of typhoon in springtime, several cases that will decrease the intensity of the thermal climb so that the water temperature change decreases. And in some other time, it doesn't have much effect. Maybe a few cases that the typhoon generate inertial waves that may enhance the thermal climb. So I think I have what to do for the detail on this typhoon. So this is all I have to talk today. Thank you.
Any question?
I appreciate that I have the chance to be here. This is my first chance to experience the desert climate. And my boy is happy this morning. Appreciate it. Thank you.